Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena to you, Jenna, from Time Out Bookstore. A big thanks to Time Out Bookstore, of course, there in Mount Eden.
Thank you.
What's the physical address of Time Out Bookstore?
432 Mount Eden Road, open 9 till 9 every day.
There we go. Now, what have you got for us this morning? It looks really good.
I have a really fantastic book today, and it's completely based on how much I love the author's previous novel. This is by Karen Russell, and it's called The Antidote. She wrote this book about 10, 12 years ago called Swamplandia with an exclamation point, and it's such an amazing book. So I do think if I'd picked this up and read the back and didn't know the author, I'd be like, sounds slightly boring, but because of her, I kept reading, and it's actually so awesome. So
it's been quite a while between books. She's done some short stories in the meantime, but there's been a lot of people waiting for this book to come out.
For the novel. I'm not a huge short story reader. Like, I like it when I'm reading them, but they're not my first port of call. So I haven't read any of her short stories since, but I'm sure they're amazing because she's a expert of expert writers. This is set in 1930s Nebraska. So this is in the Dust Bowl era. Do you know much about that?
I've driven a car across Nebraska, but the specific when you say Dust Bowl, you're referring to a time?
It's a time that was almost a decade of severe dust storms. And there were two reasons for this. There was a natural reason, which was a drought, and then also human made reasons. So settlers came in and dug up all the topsoil off the land, and it just blew around for about 6 to 8 years. So this is where we start. You can almost feel the dust on your skin as you're reading this, and the characters are wearing masks across their face and things. We have a young girl called Asphodel Oletsky. Asphodel is a onion weed, and she is a teenager. She's moved in with her uncle called Harp after her mother has died, and her mother was murdered and is part of a murder kind of serial killer-esque maybe plot of women's bodies being found with rabbit's feet next to them. She's also a very keen basketball player. She's quite a cool teenage character, which we have in Swamplandia as well, a cool teenage girl character. So they're just living their lives. It's like droughty, people are starving, there's no food. We also have another character who's a prairie witch, and she is called the Antidote. That's what she calls herself. She advertises her services in a room above a pub, and what happens, this is where a magical element comes in, she has an air horn, and people can come and make a deposit with her, kind of like with Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. So you have a bad memory or even a good memory that you need to put aside for a while, she will take it in. And then you have a little deposit slip, and you can get it back at a later date.
Okay, you can get it back.
You can get it back, yeah. So she's taken them for years, and she is making really good money. And this is a common career among prairie witches, and they're in different towns. So it's not an unusual, weird... I mean, some people don't like the witches, but it's like a regular job. So there's this huge black storm that happens, and the Antidote loses her deposits. They're gone. Because when the deposit comes, she doesn't know what they are. She just holds them inside her. And I'd like to read a little bit. She says, because she calls herself a vault, and she says, "I advertise myself as a vault for a reason," she said. "Those deposits sat inside me like jewellery in a box. Rubies and rocks are all the same to a box. I felt a heaviness, and now I feel its absence. There is nothing for me to remember, not in the way you mean." So she... now she's like she's a scam artist. But she wasn't really, but she's just lost them in the storm. And people are leaving this area because of the dust storms, and they want their deposits back. So she's in a conundrum. Asphodel is also in a conundrum. So she is in this girls' basketball team, and they lose their poultry and egg sponsorship because there's no food, and they can't pay for it anymore. So she sees what the Antidote's doing, and she says, I can be your apprentice if you give me a cut, because she wants to pay for a basketball team to go to their championship. And also another funny thing that's happening is, so it's all dry, but Harp, he has a part of his wheat field is just growing mysteriously as well. So this is this magic part that's going on. So we have all of these characters. So we've got the murder plot. We've got a bad sheriff who is like, you know, coming. He takes the antidote to with prisoners and gets them to tell her stuff. So she's like under the thumb of a few other people and in quite a lot of danger. We also have another character that comes in, and she is a government portrait photographer. If you think of Dorothy Lange, who photographed the migrant woman picture. So she is paid to photograph people in these times of need to tell a story to the rest of the country of what's happening. But they only really want like white people in those pictures. And so there's a element of, which actually happens in lots of journalism, I think, is telling the saddest story to bring out the emotions to the people that it matters to the most. So she's kind of like a moral compass character that comes in and starts asking questions of who was on this land before. Why is it like this? Who were the people? And of course, the stories of the Native Indian tribes who were there before starts coming through. So there's such exceptional writing, and it's instantly believable world building that combines real history and then magic. And so maybe like the characters do have quite strong, they're really likable characters, and you could start thinking, I read it in this Guardian review, like, would they really think this way being at this time? But I don't think that matters, because she's just creating an amazing world for you to dip into. It's got photographs in the book as well. So the photographs that Cleo Alfrey, the photographer, is taking, they're all dotted throughout the book. So there's some great research in there. Can I read one more little part, just as an example of the really great writing? Oh, yes, that's it. You're nodding, yes.
Sorry, I'm nodding. Yeah. It's not very good radio, just me nodding.
So there's this really great, this really beautiful piece where the basketball team are gathering together after they've lost their sponsorship, and it just captures a moment of collectiveness. Good Lord, said Nell, pointing above the sunset, look at the birds. No sentence I invented did as much to bring us back together. They came out of the west, so tiny, so dense. With their sharp little beaks, the birds looked like an arrowy sleet. A shower of ancient weaponry. Loosed from the distant quiver of the grain elevator, they shot into the dead orchard. The birds drew us into one held breath. A living cyclone crossed our heads and scattered into a mist of iridescence, winking out like stars at dawn, one by one. As we stood open-mouthed on the prairie beneath an early moon, our hands searched for one another, I felt the tension hiss out of us, shoulders dropping and eyes releasing tears.
Very nice.
So beautiful. So think of this landscape like Wizard of Oz, Kansas, Dorothy mm-hmm. in Kansas. It's the, like super dry like that. Yeah. Highly recommended. I think it could be one of my favourite books of the year.
Okay. So we're talking about The Antidote by Karen Russell, of like a long time between books. A lot of people waiting for this one.
Yes.
Do you think it has got potential for some sort of award?
I was going to say that earlier. I think it has potential for National Book Award shortlisting or win or Pulitzer. Because National Book Award, that's it's an American Writing Prize, and it has to have an element of American life in it, where I feel like this catches that well.
Excellent. And now in stock?
In stock, on the shelf. We've got a big pile.
Excellent. The Antidote by Karen Russell, in store at Time Out Bookstore. Jenna, thank you so much for this morning.
Thank you. Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.